Now that college football is underway, coaches and sports writers everywhere are busy ranking teams everywhere. Commentator Frank DeFord says rank has its problems.
We now enter the hit parade portion of the athletic calendar, the annual Casey Kasem phase, when first college football, then basketball is consumed by weekly rankings. Sports has always loved rankings. Like it or not, it's one more gift from sports to the culture at large, because now everything is ranked. Rich people are ranked, colleges, best-dressed celebrities. Somebody has actually ranked the top explorers. Really. Marco Polo edged out Columbus. And thus, I believe Marco Polo qualifies to play in the Fiesta Bowl. The college rankings by the Associated Press and USA Today are created by sports reporters and coaches. But we believe in rankings. Still, the whole process is, well, rank. Because after all, nobody can possibly compare teams all over the country with any degree of intelligence. Nobody can even see many of them play. Of course, no system is going to satisfy everybody. The latest brouhaha in women's tennis, where rankings pretty much operate on Woody Allen's famous axiom that just showing up is 80% of life. In order to please sponsors, the Women's Tennis Association wants its best players to drag themselves to as many tournaments as possible so the ranking system rewards attendance over good grades. As a consequence, when the U.S. Open began last week, Dinara Safina was ranked number one, even though she's never won a Grand Slam tournament, while Serena Williams, who's won three of the last four Grand Slams, was ridiculously ranked number two. And sure enough, Safina lost in just the third round. Apparently, choking is the other 20% of life. Serena, of course, enjoys all the fuss. Not so long ago, for example, she said, "I'm like one of those girls on a reality show that has all the drama and everybody in the house hates them." But then she wouldn't be ranked number two if she cared more about playing in the lesser tournaments, where she all too often only goes through the motions. That's odd for a champion. For example, her current superstar peers like Tiger Woods and Michael Phelps simply don't want to lose anywhere. But all of Serena only shows up for the Grand Slams. And hey, it works for her. She got safely through to the semifinals last night. Serena will still remain number two in the goofy rankings, even if she wins the Open once again. She's hard-boiled, she's a fierce competitor, but then, as her shirt said the other day, can't spell dynasty without nasty.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.